learns Ishtabish Kahani. So Kahanim made a mistake. As we know, the halacha is that a shlishi makes a revi by kodesh. For a korban, anything to do with hegdish, it has a din tumas revi on it. So Rav says the Kahanim made a mistake. But what's the kasha from here? Like Rashi says, Ishtabish Ketap Rashi and Daf Yud Zayin, Ishtabish Kani Shetiru Revi Bakodesh. That's what Rav says, that they made a mistake. Now Alma, we see from here though that Yain Veshem and Damashki Beis Mitzvot Chayim Ninu, the Chur is talking about the wine and the oil that was in the Beis Hamikdash, and still Umetamu, and still it's Makabot Tuma, and who Adin is Metamu something else? So even if you want to tell me here it's Tomei Midrabonin, but I call upon him, you see, not like Yosef Ben Uweza said that it's Torah in the Beis Hamikdash, because here we're talking about a Posik. So you see that in the Beis Hamikdash it had Tumas Mashkin on it. That it was Matana, the Shemen or the Yain, to make it into Revila Tumma. And therefore Rav says they made a mistake. So there's a Kasha on the Man Yemma before that says that in the Beis Hamikdash there's no Tumma at all on Mashkin. And for the Gemara, Midi Hai Taime El Rav. Who are we asking this Kasha Rakan according to Rav? Because Rav is the one that says they kind of made a mistake here. The Gemara Rav, Mashke Beis Mitzvachaya Toni. Rav learned that Yosef ben Uweza before said over in Edus, that in the Beis Hamikdash there's no Tumah even Midrabonin on Mashke, it wasn't on any Mashke, any liquid in the Beis Hamikdash. It was only on the liquid Beis Mitzvachayim where they shechted the animals. In other words, the liquid of the blood, or else water that they used to clean it off. Those two are not Makabot Tumah at all in the Beis Hamikdash. Hey, since it's only Midrabonin anyway, so in the Beis Hamikdash, Rabbonin weren't going to Tumah to Matama the Beis Hamikdash. But they only said this Kula by these things that's very Shchiach for it to Makabot Tumah. Mashenkein, Avo Mashkei, Bei Midvachaya, Beis Midvachay, but the water that goes upon the Mizbeach, Midvachay means the Mizbeach, is Matamo. That Rabbonin didn't make any special Gzeirah. So therefore, since like Shemin V'yayin, oil and wine, these are things that goes on the Mizbeach, either by the Mincha, or else you put the Yayin from the Sochim on the Mizbeach, these things the Rabbonin didn't make any special takana. So therefore, since there's a general cloud that Midrabbonin, all type of liquids are Mekabel Tumah, so Yayin V'shemin is also Mekabel Tumah, even in the Beis Hamikdash. That the Eidus was before then, the Beis Hamikdash, it's torn, it's only on the Mashke of the Shpeis HaShchitim, where they shechted by the blood and by the water. That then Mepharshim say the Svar is because those are very Shchiach, so if those would be Mekabel Tumah, there would be too much Tumah in the Beis Hamikdash, Rabbanon doesn't want that. But the Shemen V'yayin wasn't so Shchiach to become Tamei, by since they watched it much more, so therefore wasn't Shchiach, Rabbanon did not make any special takana to say that it's torn. So therefore this test that Chagai was given to Kahanim was a test about the Yain and the Shemen, which has a Din Tumah Midrabonin. So therefore Rav says the Kahanim made a mistake, because really in the Beis Hamikdash there has a Tumah Midrabonin Mashkim that the Yain and should have made the Shemen for a Vila Tumah. So they made a mistake to say that it's Torah, because really it's Tumah. So the Margufa, on top we learned before that Rav Oma Ishtabish Kani, that the Kahanim answered wrong, they didn't pass the test. That's the way Rav learns. Shmuel Amar lo yishtabish kani. Shmuel says no. The Kahanim answered very good. The Kahanim gave the right answer. But the Kahanim said that this last Shemen or Kol Meichel is Torah, they were right. What's the pshat? Why? Rav Amar yishtabish kani. Rav said that the Kahanim made a mistake because Revi Bakodesh Boyim Minayu. Chagai asked him the Shaila, is this last Shemen, does it become Revi L'tumah? That was the Shaila. By Tumis and the Migdash, does it become Revi L'tumah? The Yomru lay Tor, and they answered back that it's Torah, so they made a mistake, because we know by Kachim there is a Din Tumah Revi. So therefore, the way Rav learns, they made a mistake. Shmuel Lama lo yishtabish kani. Shmuel says, no, the Kanim did not make a mistake. They answered right. Why? Because Chamishi Bakodesh Boyim Minayu. Chagai asked him the Shaila about a Chamishi. Does the Revi make even a fifth one Tomei? The Yomru lay Tor, and they answered back that's Tor, which is right. There's no Din Chamishi even by Kodesh. Now the Gemara explains, Bishleim el Rav, according to Rav, you understand, Hainu Dichsiv, the Pasuk says Abo. The Pasuk talks about four different foods, one after another, and so it's talking about, the Chiddush was, is there Revi or not? And the Pasuk says Lechem, in other words, the Sheretz touched the Lechem, so the Lechem is a Rishon, V'nozid, that's a Sheni, V'yayin is a Shlishi, V'shemen is a Revi. So that was the question, is there a Revi L'tumah by Kodesh or not? and they said it's tahor, and Rav said they made a mistake. Elo l'Shmuel. But according to Shmuel, chamishim inolei. What's the right from this pasuk? We're talking about a chamishi, the fifth. It only says four cases here. And for the Gemara, miksiv noga knofoi, does it says what? That the knaf means the sheretz, that's in the corner of the beged, the sheretz itself. Touch the lechem, that the lechem is a rishon l'tumam, v'noga bichnofoi ksiv, with the base it says bichnofoi. What does that mean? B'ma shenoga bichnofoi. In other words, what touched the bread wasn't the sheretz itself, but the sheretz in the corner of the beged touched something else. That thing became a rishon l'tumah. And that something else now went ahead and touched the lechem. Therefore, the lechem is a sheni l'tumah. And when it touches the nozid, it makes it a shlishi. And when it touches the yayin, it makes it a revi. And then when it touches the shemen, that's a chamishi. So that was Chagai's question to the Kohanim. Could a revi make a chamishi by Kodesh? And they answered back to Kohanim, no, that it's Tor. And according to Shmuel, that's a good teretz, because that's the locha. There's no din chamishi, even by Hilchas Kodshim. So, Mela, from here we have Naraya to the Alocha, is Tumas Mashkin, Midiraiso, Midirabonin, or was it Torah Lagamri? Here it could be Madcham. This was a Tumas Midirabonin here, it could be. And even according to Rav, it's that Yosef ben Uresa said it was Tor, it's only Torah the Mashke of Beis Midvachay, or where they make the Shrita, the blood and the water. Mashenkein, Bei Midvachay, that's by the Mizbeach. The Yain Vishemin that has Tumim Midrabonin. Toshima, come, let's hear. I'll bring you another Raya again from the Pasuk in Chagai. Vayoy Mechagai. His Chagai gave the Kahneman a second test. Im Yiga Tomei Nefesh Becholeila. What's going to be the case of a Tomei Nefesh? Poshu the Tomei Nefesh means if a person touched the mace, he becomes an Avatumma. Now this person went Hayitamei. If this person touched now the Lechem and the Noz of Yain Vishemin, would they become Tomei or not? In other words, posh this exact same question. Can you have a revi by Kodesh or not? Vayanu akahanim, vayomru yitma. And the other kahanim answered back and says, yes, it's tamei. So the Morbishleim, Lishmuel, and Luchura, they were right. That the halacha is, there is a revi by tumah. So here the kahanim, vayistoyz, knew the halacha is a revi by Kodesh. So therefore the Gemara says, Bishleim, Lishmuel, Bishleim, according to Shmuel, midahacha lo yishtabish. Just like by the second question, the kahanim knew the halacha is that a tamei mace could make something into revi. Whereas if a tamei mace touches the lechem, that's a rishon. And the lechem touches the nozir, that's the sheni. And the nozir touches the yayin, that's a shlishi. And the yayin touches the shem, that's a revi. And the kohanim answered back, yes, that's tamei. So they knew this halacha is awesome. Naman lo yishtabish. It's very good according to Shmuel that the first question, even though they know the halacha that a revi is tamei, they answered there that it's tor because it was talking about the chamishi, about the fifth one, and taka they knew it. So according to Shmuel, it's good what the Kohanim knew the halach is. They knew that there is a revi, but there's no chamishi. Elo l'Rav. But according to Rav, ma'ish nohocha d'yishtabish, ma'ish nohosam d'lo yishtabish. How come by the second question, by Tomei Meis, they answered right, that a revi is Tomei? So how come by the first question, I was talking about a sheretz, if it touched the lechem and lechem, the nozer, the yayin, the shemen, that they ever answered wrong? According to Rav, how come? Like if they knew there's a halacha of revi, why didn't they answer before? Have the Gemara Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avaravua. I'll tell you teretz like this. I'll tell you that b'kiyin hein b'tumas mace, that they knew the halacha about a tamei mace. When a person that touched the mace, he's a rishon l'tuma. When he touches the lechem, that they knew it becomes a rishon, and the nozer becomes a sheni, and the yayin becomes a shlishi, and the shemen becomes a revi. So the hilchos tamei mace, that they knew the halacha is, they thought that tamei mace is chomer, that could make a revi. Abavivain b'kiyin hein b'tumas sheretz. But the first question about if a sheretz touches the lechem and the lechem, the nozer, the yayin, the shemen, that they weren't bekiyim. They didn't know how strong tamei sheretz is. They thought there maybe it only makes a shlishi and not a revi. That's why the first question they answered wrong, according to Rav, even though that was also a question, could there become a revi by kodesh or not? And there they made a mistake because that was talking about tamei sheretz. But the second question, which was talking about tamei meis, that they were bekiyim, that they knew that loch is about. The Gemara Ravina Amar another terrace. Ravina Amar Hosam Revi. The first question was by a sheretz touches the lechem and the lechem, the nozid, and vayte goes into Revi. And that they didn't know. They didn't know that there's a Revi even by kochim. Aba Hocha Shlishi. But here the second question was does the shemen become a shlishi or not? And that they did know. They knew that a shlishi becomes a tamei. They just didn't know that a shlishi could make a revi. In other words, Ravina is answering, there's no difference between tamei sheretz and tamei meis. They knew that law has applied to both of them. But they thought only that there's a shlishi, not a revi. Now, why was the second question a shlishi? It's talking about the exact same case, the lechem, the nozer, the yain, and the shemen. So Rashi learns pshat is, Rashi says, Ravina omar lohoya bekim, Rashi learns, lohoya bekim revi b'kodesh klal. They did not know any halacha that there's a revi b'kodesh. But the second question about Tomei Meis was a question about a shlishi. Why? Tahai Tomei Nefesh Dekroa Lav Tomei Meis. We're not talking about a person that touched the meis and that person touched the lechem. Ela Meis Mamish. Now we're talking about the meis himself. Kleimar. Tumas Nefesh Umeis Avi Avois. That the meis itself is Navi Avois HaTomon. The lechem av, and now the lechem touched the mace. So when the lechem touches the mace, Rashi learns that the lechem becomes an avatuma. Therefore, the nozid, when the lechem touched the nozid, that's a rishon. The yain became a sheni, the shem and shlishi. And on that taka they knew. They knew that a shlishi is tamei bakochim. Because we're talking about that the mace, the bread touched the mace itself. So according to Rashi, the chidishir, that bread could become an avatuma. How could bread be an avatuma if an av touches the mace himself? Now Tosfos asked the kasha here that the Gemara Nida says, anything that if it's tummy, you cannot be tevel in the mikveh doesn't take away its tumma, it can't become an avatuma. Now luchura noicho, like lechem, there's no din mikveh, you can't be tevel lechem in the mikveh, it's not matirit. So if it doesn't have a tarah b'mikvah, why do we say that a lechem could become an avatumah? So Tosfos answered, maybe you could say, it doesn't become an avatumah to matama odin v'kedim, but it does become an avatumah to matama mashkin, like Abu Sugi here. But Tosfos learns a different pshat here, and according to Tosfos and Echnami, bread can never become an avatumah. Right. So Kolponim, so far we have no rayas, or if a mashkin could be mekabatumah midirayas or not. Toshma, come, let's go bring another raya. Vayan Chagai, Chagai answered here after we gave him the test. Vayomer kein or mazeh, v'chein agoy azeh lefnei lefonai nu Hashem. Now this is the way this nation is in front of Hashem. The Rashi says, really the more means the end of the pasuk. At the end of the pasuk says, the crew of v'chein komaisi deyem asher yekrivu sham tamihu. That all the things the Kohanim did was tamih. So Bishleim of the Rav, according to Rav, we understand this. Haino, the Siv Tomei, whatever they did was Tomei, because they didn't know the halachas. They didn't know there's such a thing as a revi by Kodesh. Therefore, they brought a revi, even though it was Tomei. Elul is Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, it says no. They didn't know the halachas are my Tomei. Why did Chagai, after the test, say what they're doing is Tomei? And the Gemara, Itumuye Kometama. No, it didn't really mean to say what they were doing was Tomei. But he was like, Matami, he was wondered. Like, people were saying they were doing bad things. He, like, wondered, where do they do bad things? He saw that they knew the halachas. It says, and all the things they did was Tomei. Mashma, not that he was wondering why, but they actually did bad things. So according to Shmuel, they knew the halachas Tumah. So what was doing wrong? The Kuru, they were makbid on Hilchas Tumah, on a Revi Latumah. Now the Gemara Omer Mazutra Vitema Ravashi Mitoch Shekilkulu Es Masehem, since they were doing other Averis, and Echnami, could be Hilchas Tumah they knew. They were makbid on a Revi Latumah. But I call upon them, they did other Averis. Since they were doing other Averis to Kahanim and the Beis HaMikdash HaShayni, is Malaleim HaKosev Kilu Et Rivu Betumah. The Pasuk says as if all the Avoid was done Betumah. Since they weren't makbid on all the Averis, it would look as if they did everything Betumah. Rashi says, "Shekulkulam asayim liyachas man hoyim esnabe shekulkulam asayim." That later on he got a novi nevua that they will do averus. Rabbi Yisheni b'shar averus. The more gufa on top we learned, Rav Toni Mashke beis mitzvachaya. Rav learns that what was the edus of Yosef ben Yerezi Yisraeli that in the beis hamidish it's tor, it's only tor the water by the shechita, either the water there or the dam. Mashenkin the yain v'shemen on the mizbeach, that could be makabotum a kopon and midrabonon even in the base of Midish. For Levi, though, Levi says no. For Levi, Tana, Mashka, Bey, Midbechei. Levi learns even the water that's brought on the Mashkim, the liquid that's brought on the Mizbeach, it also is tor in the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbanu Magoizer, like that should not be a Makabel Torah reader. Which Mashkin is that? That's the Yain and the Shemen. That's the way Levi learns. So the Mishnah like this. The Levi, according to Levi, that says, even the Yain v'Shemen in the Beis Hamikdash was tor, abizoy honicha, it's good, isviru like a Shmuel. If he's going to learn the way Shmuel learned Pshat in the Eidus of, Yosef ben Yoez Yisraida, the Yoma, that Shmuel said, that he was made an Eidus, that Tor, it's only Tor, it's not going to be Matamah something else. Abotumas Atzmon Yeshlehem. But these mashkim in the Beis Hamikdash has a din called ponim midrabbanan to be mekabotumah. That's the way Shmuel learns. So if Levi learns like Shmuel, then it's good. This pasuk in Chagai, mishkachas lo denagi kula berishin. That Chagai said is the tomei of the yain and the shemen. We're talking about that they all touch the rishin. That's how these things like called ponim could become tomei. Yeah, like Rashi learns that. That really, according to this, Shmuel could say that Chagai like asking two different questions. First, the question was, what about if any one of these things, the Yayin, the Shemen, touches Rishon LeTumah? And that Taka could be Mekabel Tumah, it becomes Tumi. And then the last second question was, what about the Yayin? Could it be Metamah, the Shemen? And that the answer is back, no. And Shmuel says the answer is right. So according to Shmuel, if Levi is going to hold like Shmuel, that even though Levi says there was a Takonim, that on the Yain v'Shemen and the Beis Hamikdash should not be Mekabel Tumah, but it's only that it wasn't Mekabel Tumah. But it has the right, that the Eidus was only that it's not Matamah something else. In other words, it itself could be Mekabel Tumah. Then it's good as Pasuk, that the Yain v'Shemen could be Mekabel Tumah. It's only an Eidus that on the Beis Hamikdash, the Rabbanu made exer, it's not Matamah something else. That's good. Eli Savalei Kirav. But if you're going to tell me now, Levi learns Pshat like Rav learned the Yomar, that Rav said over what was the Eidus of Yosef ben Yoezer, what was at the corner of the Rabbonin in the Beis Hamikdash, that Dochin Mamish, that all the Mashki in the Beis Hamikdash was Tohor Legamri, it wasn't Mekabel Tumah at all, and Levi learns that the corner was not only on the blood and the water, but it was even on the Yain and the Shemen also. How could then Levi learn Pshat Chagai in his Pasuk, how could the Yain or Shemen become Tumah? And for the Gemara, Korcha Kishmuel Sirle. According to Levi, you have to say he holds like Shmuel, that the Eidus was only that it's not Metamah something else, but it itself could be Mekabel Tumah. So the Gemara is Shmuel, even according to Shmuel, Shmuel, when Shmuel says that it's Mekabel Tumah, it's just not Metamah something else. Ha Nicha, this is good, Yisav Olo Karav. If he learns like Rav, the Toni Mashke Beis Midbechei, that which mashk is tor only the water and the blood. Alvo mashka be midvechei, but the mashka, the liquid of the yain v'shem that goes on the mizbeach, achrin nami metamo, it could even be metamo something else, abezoi revi hudaloyovit. It's mashma what that they, revi hudaloyovit chamishi, that they knew this question, that the revi could not make a chamishi. That's where they answered, according to Shmuel, they answered right, that it's tor, because the question was, could Revi make a Chamishi? They said no. But it's Mashmo Shlishi of a Revi. But Mashmo is only because it's Chamishi. But if the Yain would have been a Shlishi, the question is, could the Yain make a Shemon a Revi? Mashmo, they would have said, yes, it is. So why should it be Metama? Because he holds that the Gezera wasn't set upon wine and Shemen, therefore there could be, they are Tomei, and they can be Metama something else also. El Isav Alok Levi, but if you can tell me now, Shmuel holds like Levi, the Tone that Levi learned, Mashke Bei Midvechei, that the Tekona was even on the Shemen V'Yayin, in the Beis Hamikdash, that they're also not Mekabel Tumah or not Metama something else, Habizoi Ma'ira Revi, to Lo Yavid Chemishi, why did the Kohanim just have to answer a Chagai asked them the question? Could this Yain, that's a Revi, make a Shemen? Afilu Sheni Shlishi Nami Lo Yavdi. Even if the Yain would be a Rishon, it also can't be Matama the Shemen to make them to a Shlishi. Because according to Levi, it's Tor, that was a Takonim, that in the Beis Hamikdash, even the Yain v'Shemen is Tor. So how could the Pasuk say, only because the Chemishi it's Tor? Mashmech, if it would have been a Revi, it would have been Tomei. Right, it's not true. Now, for the Gemara, HaKorcha, you have to say, Kerav Svirulei. You have to say that Shmuel holds also like Rav. That it was a new takon in the Beis Hamikdash. That it's not Mekabel Tumah, it only went upon the Mashke of the Beis Midbuchein, where they made the Shechita of the blood and the water. Reina Chanami, the Yain and the Shemun, there was no special takonim. Therefore, HaKorponim Midirabonin, it was Mekabel Tumah, and it wasn't a Kumimatam, it's something else, HaKorponim Midirabonin. So the Mora Tanya Kavosid the Rav, Tanya Kavosid the Levi. I have a Ryan now to Rav, and I have a Ryan now to Levi. Again, this Shai Lekla, where was this Nutakoni in the Beis Hamikdash, that the Mashka there is not Mekabel Tumah. Mora Tanya Kavosid Levi, I have a Ryan to Levi that even the Yain and the Shemin was also not Mekabel Tumah in the Beis Hamikdash. What's the Ryan for Levi? Well, it says, the Brisa says, Hadam, if you have the blood in the Beis Hamikdash, or else clearly, the Hayain via Shemin, or else you have the wine or the oil. Or else any water, mashke bay mitbechei, any water that goes on the mizbeach, shenit mubifnim. If a sheretz touched it inside the Beis Hamikdash, voitzia mechutz, and then we take it outside the Beis Hamikdash, still tohurim, still it's tor. The Brisa's claw, this Brisa hold that mashkim is not mekabel tumah midiraisa, it's only midirabbonim, and rabbonim made this gezera that in the Beis Hamikdash is not mekabel tumah at all. Let's say when it was outside the Beis Hamikdash, then the sheretz touched it. So midirabbonin, it was mekabel tumah, some midirabbonin. Now v'chnisa mifnim, and now they brought it inside to the Beis Hamikdash. The locher is tameim. Still it remains tameim, since it was mekabel tumah outside the Beis Hamikdash, and that's no gzera to say it's tor. Therefore it remains tameim even though you bring it inside. So it is a raya to a levi. That even Yain v'shemen was also a takana not to be mekabel tumah in the Beis Hamikdash. If you think more, any, it's not right to have a kasher on this brisa. V'yomer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said over that mashke day midbechei lo yomru dochein elibim koyman. That there's a takana that this mashke, this water in the Beis Hamikdash is tor. It's only tor bim koyman when it's inside the Beis Hamikdash in its place. So l'chura, my lav, doesn't this mean to say l'mute nitla b'fnim, that even if a case true there were the sheretz touched this water inside the Beis Hamikdash, but now if they take it outside, now it's not b'mkoymim anymore, maybe now the tumah should be chal. In other words, that we say in the Beis Hamikdash is Torah, it's not the pshat like a sheretz never touched it. No, a sheretz touched this yain, just inside the Beis Hamikdash, the tumah is not chal. It's like something's holding it back. But when it comes outside, it automatically becomes tummy. This is not like the Brisa. So the Maraloi, that's not pshat in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Loi lemute nitmu bachutz. He means to say only it's tor if the tumah came about inside. But if it became tummy outside the Beis Hamikdash, and then the chnisim ifnim, then they brought this yain or mashk or shemen into the Beis Hamikdash, still it's tummy. Why? Because it depends where it was mekabel tumah. Fred Gemara v'obim koinam komer. Smash in its place, and that's all, only inside. But when it comes outside, it becomes tummy again. Merhochi kama. This is what Rabbi Shuba ben Levi meant to say. Lo yomru dochin, it's only said that it remains tahor, elisha nitmu. Here again, this is what Rabbi Shuba ben Levi meant to say. He meant to say, Le'omru dochin, it's only is tohor eleshenit bubim koyman, where the tumah took place in the Beis Hamikdash. But if the tumah took place in the Beis Hamikdash, then it's taka tor even if it goes outside. But if the tumah took place outside the Beis Hamikdash, the sheretz touched this yain b'shemen outside, then it was mekabel tumah, and the tumah stays upon it even though later when you bring it into the Beis Hamikdash. Tanya kavosi de Rav. Now I'll bring your raya to Rav, that only the water and the dam has this takon, its Torah in the Beis Hamikdash. That Enoch Nami, the yain and shemen, maybe is mekabel tumah midrabbonin in the Beis Hamikdash. What's the riot to Rav? It says a brisa, Hadam v'yamayim, mashka beis midvechei, klo, only these two things, blood and water, that this is the liquid by the shechita, shenitimo, that the sheretz touched it in the Beis Hamikdash, bein bekelim, whether this water or dam is in a kli, bein bekarka, whether the water or the dam is on the ground, still tohurim. In the Beis Hamikdash, if a sheretz touches there, it's tor. Since the raya to Rav, only mayim and dam is tor.